Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone and welcome back to another episode. I'm Diana.
那马上要到五一了哈，今天呢，我跟 Diana 就要跟大家聊聊哇，这个一周的长假很爽啊。出去旅游呢，还是你就在自己的这个城市不动？总之，我觉得现在有很多很多不同的选择。
That's right. With about a week of vacation coming up, that everyone is looking forward to, we're going to kind of talk about what you might be able to do, and also some differences between Labor Day in the U.S. versus Labor Day in China.
哦，那我们就从这里开始好了。美国的这个劳动节哈，首先劳动节 Labor Day， 你们的日期跟我们就不一样，你们不在五月一号。
That's right. So the Labor Day in the U.S. is going to be celebrated on the first Monday of September.
哦，所以它不是一个固定的日期，而是说每个九月份的第一个周一。
Mm-hmm. Yes.This is how a lot of holidays are set up in the U.S.
The idea is to give people a long weekend, 是吧?
Right, right, exactly. And in fact, I would say, like, you know, while a lot of people in China are probably really excited about a week off for Labor Day, in America, it is almost...like a wind down of summer, and it kind of is like this official end of summer and the beginning of like back to school and incoming fall and winter.
Oh, 所以美国的劳动节它反而就是大家觉得蛮 depressed 的，因为这夏天也结束了，然后马上就要开学了，好日子结束了，是吧？ The beginning of
pretty much,
yeah. Hard days are coming. 但是没有关系啦，至少你们也还是有个 long weekend. 有一个很重要的庆祝方式就是烧烤。
Yes, barbecues are huge in America, especially during the summer.
我觉得美国的这个 barbecue 啊，我真的感觉是你们的国菜 ，it's your national cuisine 。然后对于很多人，还有很多的地区 regions 来讲，这个就是他们的骄傲 ，it's their sense of pride，it's their identity almost。
Very much so. Yeah, like some people, you know, they take a lot of pride in being the grill master and, you know, being in charge of grilling, you know, anything from patties and hot dogs to even corn or steak.
好，那除了烧烤之外呢，当然说到长周末，很多人就会去短途旅游。
That's right. A lot of families do take little short trips or road trips, and do like kind of this last getaway, of summer season.
然后呢，如果说到短途，我们通常会用的词就是 getaway. The idea is 你不是到很远的地方，就是很快的 getaway 又能回来了。
Yes, yes.
好，那还有一个呢，放假的时候大家心情就特别好，又有时间，然后就会出去逛，就会买东西。但我觉得美国这些节日促销啊，有一个特别有意思的产品，它一直会宣传就是床垫。
Oh, yes. Mattresses are pretty big during the Labor Day sales. Furniture and mattresses, they're both very like big ticket items. And thenOn the other hand, like a lot of electronics, like TVs and like phones and things like that, those will be pushed more heavily during Black Friday.
那现在我们就来 focus 啊，主要聚焦一下我们中国这几年不同的五一新玩法。那既然我们有一周的假期嘛，所以很多人就会选择旅行。但是呢，这几年我觉得很大的一个区别就是去国外游，现在 shift 大家。都愿意在国内玩。
Right, I think people sometimes forget how big China is, and also like you were mentioning, just how distinct each region is, whether it's like culturally or, you know, with regards to food. I'm a huge foodie. So I look at, you know, all the different types of like, you know, cuisines that are available too.
好，那前面讲到海外游啊， so we can call that traveling abroad or traveling overseas, 是吧？
Right.
那国内游就是什么 traveling domestic?
Domestically, right.
Domestically. 所以呢讲到国内航班就是 domestic flights.
Yes.
而且这几年在国内都在讲文旅啊，文化旅游的一个结合，一个融合。
Right, so people are looking for like a mix of culture, when they're traveling, right? And not just to see a different city.
this integration, I think, really allows you or gives you another depth
mm-hmm.
to explore the humanities and the culture and the soft aspects of these places. 给你留下的印象以及对你的那个 impact 影响也都会更持久更长久一点。
Right, and I agree because I think there is kind of this shift kind of worldwide where people want to travel and maybe connect with a place a little bit more deeply and also just maybe live like a local for the few days that you're there.
你说 live like a local, 这也是这几年国内很多人在说以及在做的。We call it, 就旅居中文。
Mm-hmm.
旅就是旅游嘛然后居但是你是居住。所以英文你可以讲 like to live like a local when you travel、
mm-hmm. Right, right, exactly
对因为现在也有很多这样不同的住宿的选择
Right, and I think a lot of it is like kind of swapping, right? Like house swapping, like you will go on a vacation for 1 to 2 months and then so your home is also available、for other people to、kind of stay at your house Like there's this kind ofgrowing culture in America, at least, of home swapping.
Swap 就是兑换互相交换是吧通常有这些平台 connect home swappers.
Right, right.
然后在国内 home swappers 大概也有啊我不知道但现在大家就是会去住民宿嘛民宿英语应该怎么讲呢
I think you could call it a bed and breakfast for the most part.
但 bed and breakfast 是不是就比较 simple 的那种还是说它也可以是很高级的
Yeah, I think it really depends because、when I think of a B&B, I think of a very cozy, maybe like cottage-like. I don't think of a very high-end B&B, but I'm sure they're out there.
对因为在国内就是你真的有这个 range when we talk about 民宿是很大的就是有你说的那种真的很有家的感觉哈然后可能这个家里的妈妈呀
yes, yes.
奶奶还是帮你们做饭的但也有一些很高端 high end exclusive more like a I don't know like a retreat type
okay yeah yeah all right so speaking of you know stays I have heard that RV culture is kind of having a movement in China. Is that right?
休旅车 RV 哈
Recreational vehicle.
休旅车这几年在中国不管是从 infrastructure 就是我们有我们的高速公路网络建造的很好然后呢它还会造这些休旅车基地
Campsites, campgrounds, for your RV to kind of like hook up to.The really cool thing about RVs is that you get to go with the flow and drive as long as you want to. And as long as you have a site, you will always have, you know, accommodations wherever you go.
我觉得最后我们可以聊聊就是你如果不旅游的话待在你这个城市 just stay put, stay where you are. 也有很多的事情可以做比如说去看音乐节再加上国内现在很多的他们讲 like a broader festival, so they have a music component. 但是呢它还有什么各种各样的 talks, 不同的主题讲座外面可能有一个 market, 里面就有很多 independent sellers, artisans, 对就是有很多的事情可以做。
Yeah, that's really cool. That's kind of just like a general festival, right?
General lifestyle festival. Mm-hmm. 还有呢就是如果你不出去旅游的话有很多人会在自己的城市住一个酒店。
Yes, so yeah, staycations are very popular. You want to explore your city like a tourist. So instead of living like a local, you want to kind of like experience...
Live like a tourist.
Yeah. that aspect. So yeah, a lot of people will, you know, maybe book a nicer hotel than they usually would
right.
and kind of enjoy those amenities and, you know, pretend to be tourists.
So you staycation, 对吧? You stay where you are, but you're taking a vacation.
Right.
那现在呢,很多的酒店它是有不同主题的嘛，有一些是亲子的 so more family, more kid friendly 然后也有很多酒店的 staycation 就 gear towards 比如你上海节奏很快 so you know come and take it easy 它是让你有一种城市绿洲的感觉
Okay, so what you're mentioning is sounds kind of like an urban escape or urban oasis where you're still in the city, but you kind of get to experience like slower pace of life, like this kind of, you know, retreat that takes you to a different place, I guess.
对, retreat 就是像退休营一样。包括他会有什么瑜伽课啊，什么品茶啊，所以都offer different classes and activities. Now, speaking of which, 其实不用 staycation 住一个酒店，现在也有很多不同的课，你可以在这种五一长假、短假去上了。
So courses for baristas, or you know, for making cocktails, pottery classes. Yeah, that's definitely up, I feel like, quote-unquote, alleys.
我也是，因为通常这都是比如咖啡，然后鸡尾酒，可能你平时自己也喜欢，也 enjoy 的东西，是吧？
Yeah, yeah. But sometimes you just can't find the time to, you know, sign up for a very, like, long course. So, like, you know, when you have some time off, you sign up for, like, a course here and a course there, but, and you can still learn quite a bit.
好，那还有就是你也什么都不用 plan 了，就 city walk 一下吧，或者 country walk, rural walk, 就前几年我们很红的一个词哈。然后戴安娜说，哦，英语里没有 city walk 这个说法。
I think we would probably call that a walking tour, but you would probably like follow someone else's.
Tour guide.
Right, right, I know. So
就自己。
Different.
I'm my own tour guide.
You go on an adventure, a city adventure.
Oh, yeah, that's good. City adventure, 是吧? Mm-hmm. You just wander around because life itself is a journey. It's not a destination. 所以我们逛的时候也不需要有什么 destination, 也不需要有目的地。
Yeah, that's a nice way of looking at that too.
好，那不管你这个五一计划怎么过，我们都希望这段时间你能够好好的放松自己的身心灵。
Whatever you choose to do during your Labor Day vacation, we hope it rejuvenates you and you can kind of take a break from normal life for a bit.
好，那如果这段时间你正在听我们的节目 Relax, well, 谢谢你，然后也真的希望我们的陪伴能够让你这个五一非常的轻松。也非常的愉快。好，感谢大家的收听，我们就长假之后见。
All right, until next time. Bye.